AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. New shellings reported along the tense line on Ukraine's eastern flank, where Russian-backed separatists accuse Ukraine of attacking. But Kyiv says it's the rebels who've intensified their fire. And now Russia's military says it will hold sweeping drills this weekend to test its nuclear weapon systems, including practice launches. Western allies have been warning it looks like Russia is planning an invasion. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
The United States will continue to pursue de-escalation at the diplomatic table. So will Ukraine, and as you heard, our European partners, our NATO allies.
The Israeli military this morning is reporting that it fired interceptor missiles and protectively scrambled warplanes after what it described as a drone launched by Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group crossed its tense northern border. In Minneapolis today, former police officer Kim Potter will learn her fate. She was convicted of manslaughter for using her gun instead of a taser on motorist Dante Wright. Potter and the victim's family are expected to make statements in court today. The Reverend Al Sharpton delivered tough words for police at a funeral yesterday for Amir Locke, the black man who was shot and killed holding a gun when officers burst into an apartment on a no-knock warrant.
Amir was not guilty of anything but being young and black in America.
A judge has ruled that former President Donald Trump must answer questions under oath in a New York investigation into his business practices. The decision is expected to be appealed. California is taking a new approach to COVID-19. Governor Gavin Newsom.
We now move into a new phase of addressing the challenges and realities of this disease.
American trained skiing competitor Eileen Gu captured Olympic gold in the women's ski halfpipe final. This is AP News. Tesla owners, beware. Investigators are looking into reports some of the cars will just suddenly stop in the roadway.
Over 350 owners have complained about phantom braking on Tesla's Models 3 and Y. No crashes or injuries have been reported, but it's led to an investigation by U.S. regulators, so far involving an estimated 416,000 cars from 2021 and 2022. The vehicles have driver assist features for automatic braking and staying within lanes. Documents posted by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration say the vehicles can unexpectedly brake at highway speeds for no reason, and owners say they fear getting caught in a rear and crash. Jennifer King, Washington.
A pilot and flight attendant for United Airlines had a victory in a federal appeals court. A judge agreed that they would suffer irreparable harm under the airline's COVID-19 policy. It forces them to choose between getting vaccinated or taking an unpaid leave. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.